elementary school. Where did you attend?
Well, we're a Catholic family. My mother was a convert. My four grandparents, by the way, Quaker, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic. The dad was a very devout Catholic, and my mother converted. So we went to Holland Hall, my brother and I did, for kindergarten, and then first, second grades at Marquette School in Tulsa, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth at Monte Cassino in Tulsa, seventh through 12th at Casha Hall in Tulsa. And then I went back east to college, to Georgetown University at undergraduate school, and then came back to OU for my law degree.
Your experience at Casha Hall, would we know some of the classmates that you attended school with there, your experience there?
I had a rather bizarre group of friends, and here I was the vice president of my class in the 7th grade, president of my class 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grades, and president of the student body and editor of the newspaper with Tony Loinger, who has been a very active right-to-life leader in Oklahoma for years. But my best friends were Gaylord Sartain, you know, who was infamous for humor and motion pictures, and Raven Martin, who headed the legalization of marijuana effort. So you talk about not only an eclectic group of friends, but a dysfunctionally eclectic group of friends. Not Gaylord, but Raven was a piece of work. But, I mean, we were all friends. We all went to school together, and we got along well together.
You graduated in 62?
Yes, from high school.
Living in Tulsa, then, the stores that you remember downtown, maybe hangouts?
You know, in those days, everything was pretty well personal to the city. You had Miss Jackson's, which is still here for the ladies' wear. My mother shopped at Miss Jackson's. You had Brown Duncan, again, another Tulsa. You had Seidenbach's. And these were Tulsa stores. Of course, Petty's is still here. That was the grocery store of choice for a lot of people. And the Petty's family have been great friends for quite some time. But our favorite hangout, and probably everybody who grew up in the 60s, was Pennington's on South Peoria. And that's where we would go after movies or after dates, and we would have a Coke at Pennington's. That was Sonic before there was a Sonic. I mean, a drive-in spot, a hangout for teenagers that was pretty innocent and a lot of fun. And the Admiral Twin movie theater, by the way, that was another place we all went out. You know, outdoor theaters were popular, and that's where you would go to a movie for a dollar.